Derby Dinner has Annie going on now through August 12th, and the director, Lee Buchholz, joins me in the studio to talk about it. Annie is a fan favorite, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of those shows that you can put on your season, and you're pretty much guaranteed full houses through the run.
But, I haven't seen it myself. I know a couple of the songs, but what are some of the main songs that come from Annie?
Well, the popular ones are going to be like Hard Knock Life, which is what the orphans sing, Easy Street, which, you know, are the protagonists in the show, Miss Hannigan, Rooster, and Lily, NYC, which is a really big favorite, and then, of course, Tomorrow and Maybe, which are the two big songs that Annie sings.
Mm-hmm. And it became a really well-liked movie as well after it was a musical, right? So it was a musical, then a movie. Did the movie version change the musical a little bit because people were so familiar with the movie?
Well, I don't think so. They're really quite different. Although they do have some of the same characters in them, the movie stuck a little more closely to the comic strip, and introduced some of those characters like Punjab and some of those characters that we don't see in the musical. But nonetheless, it certainly, I believe that came out in about 1982, which sort of gave the stage version a rebirth. And of course, now it's being revived on Broadway, which I believe is opening in the fall. So that's really exciting as well.
Well, the story of Annie is little orphan Annie. So she's an orphan and she lives in an orphanage, I assume, based on the comic strip that was on in the papers for so many years. What's the kind of sort of the plot that you can say in just a nutshell?
Well, basically it's about a little girl who's really looking for her parents is what it's about. And sort of the capers that ensue while she's in search of her parents. And she discovers, of course, that her parents are dead. But she finds real love from this millionaire, Oliver Warbucks, who then, of course, adopts her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a touching story. And of course, you know, it's got great characters in it. And of course, it's got a fantastic dog, which people love to see on stage as well. So that's always really exciting.
Now, I know that they say that it's difficult to work with dogs and children. Do you have both on stage?
I sure do. We actually double cast the kids. So we have two Annies and two full sets of orphans. So that's seven different children a night and then the dog. But it was really, it's been a terrific experience. All of the girls are really talented kids and wonderful to work with. They were really focused and very attentive. And bless that little dog, she hits her mark every single night. She's really great.
No kidding. That's amazing. Now, we're talking to Lee Buchholz, who's directing Annie at Derby Dinner. And are all the children from the area?
They are all local kids, actually. We had a big audition back several months ago and had a turnout of nearly 200 girls to choose from.
Oh,
so
amazing.
It was really exciting. And these kids are cream of the crop, really, really very talented young ladies. And the two girls who do Annie are both remarkably talented. So I'm honored to be able to work with all of them.
Well, there's a lot of good music departments in the area. New Albany comes to mind. They had such a strong musical program there. So I can imagine that you'd have a good talent pool to draw from.
Absolutely. Well, and of course, these girls actually haven't reached the high school level yet. So, you know, I think
that's true.
I think one of the Annies, Lauren is her name, is actually one of the oldest girls that I have, and she's only 14. The other Annie, Kennedy, is actually only 10. So they're mostly middle school girls, and but boy, they bring it. I'm telling you, it's really, really great to see them out there.
Well, you've been doing Annie at Derby Dinner since the pretty much the beginning of this month, so you have a few performances under your belt. How's it going?
Really fantastic. The audience response has been remarkable, and the show's selling like crazy, and it's one of those family favorites where you leave feeling really good about what you just saw. It's exciting. It's got a lot of laughs in it. It's got, you know, some great dance numbers, and it's really just one of those shows that you seriously can say, wow, there's something for everybody in this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lee Buchholz, we're looking forward to Annie going on through August 12th at Derby Dinner. And for information, you can go online to derbydinner.com, or you can call Derby Dinner directly at area code 812 288-8281. Again, that's 288-8281. You're having fun with this production?
Yeah, it's been great, actually. The cast is really fun, and it was a challenge for us to get into some of the history of it, but that portion of it made it really exciting, getting back into the sort of the Depression era and mm-hmm. learning a lot about FDR's administration and things like that. So it's been fun, not only for the kids, but for the adults as well.
Excellent. Well, Lee Buchholz, director of Annie at Derby Dinner, thanks very much.
Absolutely, pleasure.